You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast, and we've got Jess B in the studio. Kia ora, Jess, how are you going?
Morena, how are you? I'm good.
Good. Hey, so exciting. Your new EP is out in the world.
It's out. It's birthed. I'm so happy.
We were just saying last week was hectic for you because it was like release week. You've got all the tension and...
Yes, very anxious times. It's like going into labour. I just had my second child.
Cathartic.
I'm feeling... Yeah, and that too. It's good to have it out and off my back.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys can do what you want with it. I don't want anything to do with it anymore.
Set it off into the big wide world. It's called New Views. It's got a really wicked artwork as the cover. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, because we were just chatting about it. It's quite a funny story how you found that.
Well, it's so random because everybody's asking me, and the guy who did it is a dude from Serbia, living in Serbia, and it was kind of just like I was looking for a specific type of artwork, I guess. And I came across him came across one of his pictures of Schoolboy Q on Pinterest, and I went on this wild goose chase on the internet to find out who it was and whether he was like reachable, and he was.
Did you like reverse Google image search?
Yes, reverse Google image
it.
Search.
Yes,
ended up finding him on some random kind of like artist collective website.
Then
I had to sign up for the website to message him, so I have an account on this website. And then I kind of just asked for his Instagram and we went from there.
Nice.
And now you've got like a pen pal kind of.
And now I have a mate
Serbian
in Serbia.
Pen pal.
I know,
it.
Amazing.
You'll have to go and meet him at some point, I feel.
I know, imagine that.
Serbian show.
I'd love it.
Next world tour.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Sounds great.
You could do like an exhibition of his artwork. And
he's really talented. He's amazing.
It is an amazing album cover, but it's also an amazing EP. You've got a bunch of cool people. You've got a bunch of really cool people that you've worked with on this. How did you sort of, I guess, like pull these people together? Did you just hit people up who you've been wanting to work with for a while, or did it just kind of naturally sort of come together?
Well, everybody on the EP except for the UK feature Big Zex was actually were people that I had already met, and they were, I would consider them friends.
Yeah.
Yael Faso, who is my, I guess, Australian feature, I'd already performed with him. So I had personal relationships with everybody, and I guess I just thought about, I really wanted to have more features on this one because I didn't really have any on the last EP, so I just kind of went with artists that I was a fan of, and ones that I thought would suit kind of the types of beats that I was going for, and then this was kind of the pool that I managed to pull together, so I was so stoked.
Well, it's a pretty mean pool. You've got Gino, October, Big Zeeks, as you're just saying, Abdul K, Paige, Church Leon, and Yael Faso as well. That's a huge amount of people to cram into a 7-track EP.
Definitely, and it's so nice to have the support, you know, creatively as well. It's so nice. I love working with other people and having... It's so fun, you know, getting into the studio with someone else and kind of like bouncing ideas. So, yeah, and then the international feature, Big Zex, that kind of just really topped it off for me. So I ended up, I was a massive fan of him before we had any contact at all. And he was kind of like a dream collab that I thought could be possible.
Yep.
You know, like I'm not going to go out and be like, I really want to have Missy Elliott on my EP. So I was kind of trying to aim for people.
Dream big though.
Yeah, but also unrealistic. Don't have like 100K for the feature. So I was trying to go for people who I thought who might actually be interested, based on where I'm at. And so we reached out to him and he was really keen. And then when I was in London, I actually went into studio with him and he did his verse. So it was so cool. Especially because I'm just such a big fan of his music in general. So felt really cool that he was so keen. Yeah.
Hey, next EP though, Missy Elliott.
That's it.
If you're listening, Missy, hit up Jess. She would like to chat.
If you're listening, which I'm sure you
please.
Are.
Yeah, of course she listens to BFM Breakfast. Sure. Don't you know that? It's a well-known fact about Missy Elliott. It is very cool though. There's also a music video out for So Low, which is the track we're about to play. What can you tell us about that?
So the music video was filmed a couple months ago with directing duo Connie Cash, who are like two of my really good friends. Shaki Wasasala and Paloma Schneidman. Who also goes by the name Polly Hill, actually, who some people may know of.
We've been playing a lot of Polly Hill recently.
Talented friends I have. Amazing. I love it. We had funding from New Zealand on air for this one, so we were trying to be quite... We were as creative as possible, and we just wanted to create something visually, aesthetically pleasing, but also... kind of metaphoric and kind of painting the picture of the song in a different way and extending the creative expression of it, I guess, for me.
Hard.
So I'm so happy with how it's turned out. And it's really nice working with friends because they kind of understand me a little bit and how I'm trying to do things. So, really couldn't be any happier with it, how it's turned out.
And that must have been fun as well to, like, work with your friends and go out.
They also did the Set It Off video. So it's not the first time we've worked together. And so it's cool to just kind of, like, extend that out a bit and do some more stuff.
Perfect. Well, we're going to play it now. This is So Low from Jess's brand new album, New Views, and you can go check out the video online too. Thanks for coming up and chatting to us about it.
Thank you for having me.
I loved her and she let me go, trying to find my way back home. Lost my way, but now I know I gotta find the love of my
life. Some art, baby, ooh, I'm feeling drawn to ya. I can't explain it, take grip, hang on to ya. I won't skip, cause I'm sure, take the trip, I'm on yours. I'm so down to ride all aboard. I feel like this, I feel this bliss. I don't think I ever wanna end this kiss. And I don't ever wanna call quits. And if it came to the bullet, you already know I take the hit. But deep down, I know that I'm more in than you're in. And my heart is not stored in yours, I'm mourning. I go to war inside. This love story ain't shared on the other side. No insight, commit heart suicide. Now I'm suffocating, now it's a landslide. Tell me, will I ever feel again this vibe? Will I ever have a love reply? I think I need to go away for a minute. No sleep, gotta pray for a minute. I've been feeling so low, so low, so low. And it's feeling so deep when I'm in it. Yeah, things seem a little dull now. I lost a spark in my life, I'm trying to run now. And I'm feeling so low, so low, so low. Feelings get dark, yeah, when the sun down. It's a dream, I was living astray. I'm slipping in my stomach, twisted, insane. I'm feeling stupid and timid for clinging on for so long. Swimming upstream for so long. I dip my best, turn around, let go, look back and you're gone. Drift away all alone, I wish I felt strong. I just hope I can make it home. You were my hero, I was proud to be around ya. Yeah, I felt so lucky that I found ya. Too good to be true, now I'm falling from the